Czech Foreign Minister and coalition Topo 9 party leader Karel Schwarzenberg has accused the state-controlled electricity firm ČEZ of bankrolling Czech political parties. In an interview for the news website aktualne.cz this week, Mr. Schwarzenberg said it was a public secret that ČEZ had financed parties, except his own group, Topo 9. The serious accusations were dismissed by politicians across the board, with the notable exception of František Bublan, a Social Democrat MP and former Interior Minister and the head of Czech Intelligence Service. But commentator Eric Best believes Mr. Schwarzenberg might have had his very own reasons for speaking out.
Well, I think it's difficult to say exactly what Mr. Schwarzenberg had in mind. I see two main possibilities. One is that he wanted to attract attention to himself and to raise his profile a bit. There was just a poll out this week that showed that his approval rating for direct elections, direct presidential elections, is only about 14% compared to 27% for the ex-prime minister, Jan Fischer, and 25% for the last candidate who failed to win against Mr. Klaus, and that is Jan Schwenar. So from that standpoint, his wish of becoming president, and I think it is his wish to become president, seems a bit weak at this point. It could be that he wanted to draw attention to himself and to make himself look like the anti-corruption candidate that he ran for before. The other possibility is that it's a direct attack by Mr. Schwarzenberg and Mr. Kolosek at the Civic Democrats, the ODS party, because they would be the ones you would normally suspect would be getting the most funding from the national electricity company, ČEZ, if that were the case. And it could be that Mr. Kolosek wants to attack Mr. Nečas. There are rumors that Mr. Kolosek next year will want to bring down the government. So it's a bit difficult to judge exactly what Mr. Schwarzenberg means because he's refused to really elaborate on it.
Well, these claims would be sort of easy to refute if it weren't for another politician or for one of the politicians who backed them, and that was the Social Democrat MP and former Interior Minister and also the former head of the Czech Intelligence Service, František Bublan, who said that indeed ČEZ was paying political parties. Don't you think that that makes it a little bit more serious claim?
Certainly the comment by Mr. Bublan, who is now the head of the Security Committee in Parliament, is a very serious claim. I think judging by the reaction of his party colleagues, it's something that he is going to be made to retract because Mr. Sobotka, the party chairman, came out and denied it, of course. And there's a real risk here to Bohuslav Sobotka because he was, of course, the finance minister during the time that some of this illegal activity would have been taking place. That would make him directly responsible because it is the finance minister who exercises the shareholder rights of the Czech state, which is the majority shareholder. So Mr. Sobotka, from that standpoint, would be open to criticism. And there's also the fact that Mr. Sobotka's biggest ally and friend is the lawyer Radek Pokorny, who is well known for being in the employment of ČEZ and also for being a lobbyist. So the assumption immediately would arise that he was somehow involved in this. So Mr. Sobotka, as party chairman of CSSD, has every reason to try to convince Mr. Bublan not to be talking in this way.
I was talking there to commentator Eric Best. Now, Christian Falvey joins me in the studio with a roundup of the latest business news.